What's it like to be with the team now and got through a training session and meet blokes and stuff?
Oh, it's exciting. Got in here on Saturday and actually got to have a workout today and get up and down, get in the gym and stuff, and being back training with the guys, it's just exciting. It's good to be here and hopefully we can keep getting better.
You knew everyone, I would have thought. You played with a lot of them in the past. Does that myself?
Yeah, it does. Knowing guys and coming into a new environment, but with knowing people makes everything easier. And just playing with the guys today, you're able to use a few things that you've seen against them or played with them before. So just tried to do the best I could out there. And yeah.
How strong are the bonds having played in the Boomers with a lot of these guys?
Yeah, it's good. The environment in that's so strong and so friendly and so fluid that guys coming in and out, so getting to know people is a big part of it, and thankfully we've known a few people from Perth going over there and playing there, and they'll be a part of that group. That bond's just going to get stronger.
What was the lure of coming to Perth?
Professionalism and just the history of the club. The success the club's had is something from other clubs everyone wants to be a part of, and to have the chance to come over here and be a part of it and hopefully put another banner up would be an awesome thing.
Spoke to Mitch last week and he says that, you were trying to go through it yourselves and not influence each other despite living together. How was that experience for you?
It was a tough decision, honestly. Obviously, we both knew what each other was considering and stuff, but we had to make the decision that was right for ourselves, and I think we both came to that decision by ourselves, and it was good that it was the same answer, and a lot of the reasons are the same, which obviously means we were thinking the right type of thing, and it's good that we could make the transition together, and hopefully that'll help us on the court.
What do you think you'll bring to the squad?
I think it's just myself. I mean, I try to play as hard as I can and do a lot of those one percenters, so I'm just going to try to do that to the best of my ability, and hopefully that's enough to help the team out.
You've got an interesting start. It's always good to go to America and play against the NBA teams to start your career at a new club. That must be something you look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, NBA is obviously top level in international competition, and to be able to go over there and play against the best teams in the world can only help you get better, and just means a bit hard, got to train a bit harder and do everything a bit harder just so we can compete at that level. And I mean, it's going to be an awesome opportunity that I can't wait for.
Having been to Denver yourself with college, what will that experience be like for you?
I think it just adds another dimension to it. Getting back and being able to see some of the people you went to school with and play basketball with against over there and stuff, and just adds another element to it that's exciting, and going back, seeing those people and being able to play in front of them as a pro it's going to be awesome.
Do you have much contact with guys over there still?
Yeah, went back probably a month ago, spent a couple of weeks over there, and it was the first time I went back, so just seeing them, talking to them, and seeing how much they've grown since college is exciting, and get to do it again now, so cool.
How long did you spend over there?
Just a couple of weeks. Went back, bit of training and stuff before the Boomer stuff, and it was a good experience, just seeing everyone, see how much everything's changed.
So the relationships must be really strong over there for you.
Yeah, it is. I think anytime you spend a bit of time at a club or at a school, that you build those relationships and you try to keep them going as strong as you can and just catch up with people as much as you can. So it just shows how good the culture was over there at Metro, and obviously the same culture is working here because guys stay here and guys obviously come back and be a part of the program.
A big couple of weeks for the Boomers program. How has it all been for you since you got back?
It's been all right. Obviously a bit of controversy with everything, but excited to be here now and use experience that we've gained from being part of the Boomers to further my game and be better for the Perth Wildcats.
One of the issues obviously was, we spoke to Mitch about it as well, when the next round comes along, they are some far-flung locations and security might be a factor going into it. Do you have any concerns about that?
No, we had a good chat about that at the last campaign, and Lemanis is very big on being safe and keeping everyone in the right frame of mind and feeling like they're in a safe mindset. So I have complete faith in Basketball Australia and Lemanis in doing the right thing, and they've done it so far, and I'm sure they'll continue to do it.